Europe. Circumcision in Germany. Incisive arguments. A row over a ruling that circumcision for non-medical reasons is a crime.
The parents, both Muslims, wanted their 4-year-old son to be circumcised. They found a Muslim doctor to do the operation. But there were complications and the boy ended up in hospital. A prosecutor accused the doctor of injuring the child and the case went to court in Cologne. The court decided that although the doctor was innocent, circumcising an infant for non-medical reasons violates Germany's constitutional protection of every person's bodily integrity and should thus be a crime. Cue the sort of controversy Germany hates most, one that offends Jews as well as Muslims. As it happens, the movement against circumcision is spreading from California, where intactivists have tried to ban it, to Israel, where some parents now opt for Brit Shalom, the covenant of peace, as a ritual alternative. But the Cologne verdict breaks new ground. Sweden has a law setting medical rules over who may conduct male circumcisions. The outrage over the Cologne ruling was immediate and immense. Dieter Graumann, president of Germany's Central Council of Jews, asserted that the verdict, if it is upheld, would make Jewish life in Germany, just as it is blooming again, practically impossible. Both sides have arguments. On one hand, Germany's constitution, written after the Second World War to prevent any repeat of Nazi horrors, assures the rights of parents and of religious freedom. But on the other hand, it guarantees the physical inviolability of every person. The court felt that the boy's right to inviolability trumped the religious and parental rights of his mother and father. Holm Putzke, a law professor in Passau who wrote an essay on the topic in 2008, says there would be no controversy if parents waited for their sons to come of age, 14 years, in religious matters, so that the young men could decide for themselves whether to be circumcised. But he adds that it is wrong to make an exception for involuntary male circumcision when female circumcision is seen as barbaric. And he maintains that arguments which lean on tradition alone are inadequate, for the same reason that tradition cannot, nowadays, justify polygamy or foot binding. Muslim theology might, in theory, allow for some flexibility in the age of circumcision. The Jewish Torah, however, is inconveniently specific. God told Abraham to circumcise his heirs on the 8th day. That timing is non-negotiable, says Mr. Graumann. He wants the German Bundestag to step in with a statute to clear up any doubts or anxieties.